From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution pushed by the United States that is intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. The provisions effectively deny Pyongyang of a third of its annual $3 billion in export revenue. Four export sectors are targeted in the resolution. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri in the meeting on the sidelines to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised his North Korean counterpart to take a double suspension approach to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop spoke to other ministers.
North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction in contravention of UN Security Council resolutions is a direct threat to us all. In this challenging strategic environment, the role that a strong and united ASEAN must play in support of the rules-based order, dialogue and respect for international law is greater than ever.
Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman declined to make a U.S. connection. This is VOA News.